Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, yo, I am Jeff Nowak, sitting alongside Charlie Long, Cullen Steele behind the glass, filling in for Steve Geller and Mike Dettillier. We got a twofer. We're taking you
How about that?
Till 8 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. I would like to say we have a jam-packed show filled with guests, but we are having some phone line issues, so we're going to try to get to them. I'm not going to try to sell you a bill of goods. It's not going to happen. So I'll tell you about the guests when we know they're going to come on. For now, we're going to go through some summer league action. The Pelicans are playing as we speak. You know, it's summer league. I can confirm. I'll also talk a little bit about Lamar Brown. He committed to LSU today, top recruit in Louisiana. So Brian Kelly, he's not from the boot. He's got a weird accent, but he's still getting the boot done. How do you feel about that?
Starting off with Lamar?
Let's talk about Lamar. We can talk about Pelicans all night.
It's good. I mean, via the crystal ball of 247, for basically the past week, it's had like 75% for A&M, and it was kind of leaning A&M. But over the last week or so, LSU really put on the full court press for Lamar Brown. And Mike had made a great point about this when we were speaking with Renee Nadeau earlier on the week about it, that there's a lot of pressure for these really top-ranked recruits to stay in-state. And with Lamar Brown being the number one-ranked defensive lineman in the country, the number one-ranked Louisiana recruit, the number seven-ranked national recruit, there was some pressure on him to stay in Louisiana and go to LSU. And listen, as far as the prospect goes, Mike has talked about it as well, a guy that plays on both sides of the line of scrimmage. He's got great size at 6'4", 285 pounds, but someone that wants to play defensive end once he gets to the college level. So, you know, we'll see what the plan is for him. I imagine that they're going to plop him on the defensive line and let him go to work and just eat up whatever he's going up against on the offensive front. But a very, very talented kid out of U-High, staying right in the backyard in Baton Rouge, going to LSU. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you know, Brian Kelly, it's an interesting thing because you're talking about a guy who I know for a fact does not want to build his team through the transfer portal. That said, he has the number one transfer portal class in the 2025 season. But at his core, he wants to build his team through recruiting, through protecting in-state prospects. And, you know, I always go back to 2019 because 2019 was the best singular college football season I have ever witnessed. And I was thinking about it today. Like, I remember at the time it was like, well, is Joe Burrow that good or is it really just Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are that good? Or is Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase that good, or is it just because they're playing with Joe Burrow?
It's a little bit of both.
You know, as it turned out, they all were that good, and that's when you have this ultimate season. And, you know, one of those guys was a transfer in Joe Burrow. The other two guys were homegrown talents, New Orleans, St. Rose, and you protected those guys. You won the transfer portal, and that's how you built that team. And, you know, I will always remember Ed Ogeron for being not the greatest head coach in the world, but the ultimate recruiter. And part of that is convincing, especially in Louisiana, where you have the homegrown talent. That's not true of everywhere. But when you can get those guys to stay home and then you can develop them and build with those guys, that's how you create that LSU team that dominates and everyone remembers.
Yeah, putting the fence posts around the boot for sure. And once again, when the other team that's up for him is Texas A&M in the SEC, you don't want to lose him to an interconference squad as well that you're going to have to play once a year. So now he's on your squad, and, you know, we'll see what happens once it gets down to signing day in December and make sure that he signs the piece of paper that's put in front of him, because LSU fans, you don't have to look too far to remember Bryce Underwood, the five-star quarterback that signed and then flipped over to Michigan ahead of signing day. So we'll see what happens. Lamar Brown himself has posted on his Twitter page that he is 100% committed to LSU, that he wants to play in Death Valley, all the good stuff. He's saying all the right things, and I think LSU fans should obviously be excited. This five-star blue-chip prospect out of their high school recruits. And to your point about Brian Kelly has said multiple times that he wants to build through the high school ranks and then kind of supplement the roster through the transfer portal. And that's been kind of the case over the last few years. I think he's been a little bit more aggressive in the portal ahead of this offseason. He's added a ton of pieces, especially on the defensive line and the wide receiver room, you know, offensive line as well, because you lose four offensive linemen this past offseason. So, you know, he did a little bit more in the portal than I think he's ever really done so far at LSU. But when you're talking about the kind of backbone of a program, I think that that's still Kelly's, you know, idea of building it through the high school ranks and then just using the portal to fill in the hole, so to speak.
You've got to do both.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Like, that's the thing. I think Brian Kelly would love it if he didn't have to spend so much time working through the transfer portal. But at the end of the day, you have to do both, right?
Yeah.
But you also can't just build your team through the transfer portal. Like, you can't build your team through NIL either. Like, you have to get people who want to be in your program. And I think that's why, you know, when you have a kid playing at U High who wants to go to LSU, keeping him there is important.
Yes.
Especially when he's a prospect of that caliber. I don't know. Like, I just look at this team and I look at how they can succeed in the SEC and compete with the Alabamas and the Georgias. And landing players like this is how you do that. I do think, you know, when you're talking about a guy who's like, oh, he's an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, he's a defensive lineman, in my opinion.
And he wants to play defensive line.
Like, I just don't think I don't think it's ever going to be, oh, you can play both sides. You're going to be better at one or the other. And if you were a elite blue chip tackle prospect, they would not be questioning whether you were going to stay on that side of the ball.
And here's the thing about LSU.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Specifically with the Kevin Peoples, the edge rushers coach, was able to get the most out of Braden Swinson and Savion Jones. And if you put those two next to each other, they are completely different builds. As far as Savion was a lot bigger, you know, Braden Swinson was more kind of had a slighter build, but not, he still had the strength to be a really strong edge rusher in the SEC. But the fact that Kevin Peoples was able to take two different builds as far as defensive end and get the most out of each player. I mean, if you're talking about Lamar Brown, once again, a very large human being coming into the program, you can imagine that Kevin Peoples will be able to get the best out of him.
Yeah, no doubt. And the only other major thing going on today, Summer League.
Yeah.
Pelicans playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, or whatever version of the Minnesota Timberwolves you want to call it. They're currently down 88-79 with 3:55 to go. You know, we'll talk a lot about this as we go. You know, one of the things that I always look for in Summer League is you want your lottery picks to show up and just look way better than everyone else. And to this point, that's what you see out of Jeremiah Fears, in my opinion. You see a guy out there, like, if you didn't know who on the floor was a lottery pick, like, if you just took all the numbers and the names off the jerseys, you would watch him, the way he moves around, the way he controls the offense. You also have Derek Queen out there right now in number 22. He just looks like a pro player playing with a bunch of guys who are going to be on rosters in Europe next year.
Which is exactly what you want to see. As far as Jeremiah Fears goes, I've been impressed with his summer league debut. And, you know, we'll talk about the numbers when they're finalized. ESPN has been slacking on that. Thank God we have NBA.com with the official numbers as far as what these players have been doing. Fears has, and as we're speaking, he just has a turnover and dribbles off his foot. But he's been able to get into the paint at will in this game, Jeff. He just blows by people. And there's been a couple different missed threes. That's summer league. Summer league is a very funny game to watch because we were very highly anticipating it. And then you get to it, it's like, oh, you know, this
isn't good basketball.
It's like 2 hours of like some guys that are going to play in the G League, some guys that are going to play overseas, as you mentioned. And then like the real highlight players, the top lottery picks and the first round gems that teams get that will, you know, be NBA contributors right off the bat. Jeremiah Fears looks like he could be one. Now, Derek Queen's been a little bit quieter, but at the same time, we've talked about this before, Jeff. The summer league game is kind of geared towards guard play.
Sure.
Where
it's wide open.
You hand the ball to your best young guard and you let him go to work. And to Fears' credit, that's what he's been doing so far. And we'll share the finalized stats as we get to him. But he shot pretty well from the field. The thing that has stood out to me, the amount of fouls that he's drawn so far, because people just can't stay in front of him as he's trying to get to the rim and he's trying to get into the paint, and he's been doing that at will throughout the course of this game. Also, you know, some of the passes that he's ripped. I know Derek Queen talked about it in practice, that he can just rope a ball to a three-point shooter. And there's been a couple misses from three. So maybe the assist number won't be as impressive as it probably should be based off some of the passes that Jeremiah Fears is throwing. So I've been impressed with him so far. Derek Queen's been a little bit more quiet. There was this one play that we'll obviously highlight, and we'll talk about, you know, the play of multiple players on this floor throughout the course of the show. Jeremiah Fears has worked really well with Eve Misi in this game. In the pick and roll game specifically, he threw up a lob to Eve that he just, I mean, threw down a thunderous dunk. And that's kind of what you want to see early on, is getting to see the young point guard work with a legitimate NBA big man and see what he can do with them in the pick and roll game. And so far, so good for Jeremiah Fears.
No doubt. And, you know, one of the things I appreciated seeing, you know, we talked to Kevin Henry, who's the color analyst for Oklahoma basketball, asked him, okay, what does he need to improve on? It's the three-point shot. And I think it's, you know, young players, I don't need to see them shoot a great percentage. I just need to see them confident and taking shots in phase, right? Taking good shots.
Sure.
And one of the first things Jeremiah did today was just confidently pull up, knock down a three. And it's tough for a point guard, for a true kind of pass first point guard, which I would consider Jeremiah to be. He's a facilitator. He is not a scoring guard per se. Like, he's not looking to score when he gets the ball. Knowing when to step into a shot, to own that shot, is important. And I like the confidence in that shot. And for him to kind of reach that point, he's going to have to kind of develop that part of his game, because it's a lot more. I look at a young Rondo. And the way you defended Rondo was you just sagged off him. You said, we want him to shoot that. And it kind of gummed up the works there in such a way that it took a while before they, you know, the Celtics obviously won a title in his rookie season, but, you know, it wasn't until like year 4 or 5 that he kind of reached his peak form.
So a couple things here with Jeremiah Fears as far as, you know, his shooting so far. He's 3 of 9, 1 of 4 from three. So he hits the first three that he takes, and then he had some issues, you know, with the 3-point attempts later on. He hasn't hit one since that early on, that first shot. But there was one 3-point attempt that he made where he was just blocked. And then, you know, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Once again, that number is probably a little bit lower than it should be. And 2 steals on top of that as well. Now, the 7 turnovers is definitely what's a little bit concerning here with Jeremiah Fears. But outside of that, a very solid summer league debut.
While we're waiting, I do want to send out a congratulations here to Jay Romig, long tenured do-it-all guy for the Saints. Became a new grandfather. Both Brandy, the mom, and Mason J. Keller are healthy. 7 pounds, 1 ounce, 21 inches. Just wanted to say, hey, congratulations. We're all thinking about you. Jay Romig, been with the Saints forever. So always a good day when you become a granddad.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.